Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Welcome back to Blackhawks Live on 720 WGN, and we are joined by the Hall of Famer, Pat Foley. And Pat, I know this has been kind of a wild last couple of months, but all the feedback you've received, all the acknowledgments from fans, is there anything that has surprised you lately with all of that?
I wouldn't say surprised. Really, from my standpoint, I mean, really the whole year has been a surprise in the sense that when you're used to the grind for 40 years, you know, I'm kind of a part-timer now. So, but it's been nice to sort of be able to pick your road games and pick most of your schedule. That's been incredibly great. And so, you know, big thanks to Danny Wirtz and Jamie Faulkner for making that available to me. And with that, you know, of course, they could do what they wanted to do, which was audition a bunch of people and see who fit. And obviously Chris Foster's is the guy, and looking forward to him getting the opportunity to sit in that chair and carry Blackhawks TV to the next level, wherever that is.
As we record now, three games left right before the Dallas game on this Sunday evening. But, I mean, that last game is coming up. What are you expecting that day? Have you felt any emotions already? And are you kind of trying to prepare yourself for that at all?
Well, truthfully, the preparation for that for me has been all about organizing. I mean, I got people coming from, I got all four time zones covered as far as who's coming in, friends of mine that are going to come in and want to be part of it. And I'm so excited to have them coming in here. And, you know, many of those folks have been buddies of mine way before I ever got this job. So it's going to be great. It's going to be special. It's going to be melancholy for sure. I mean, I still like calling the games. I really do. I enjoy the challenge of it. I enjoy being on the air with Eddie Olczyk. I enjoy trying to put together a fun and informative broadcast. Those are all things that have kept me going this long. There's a lot of stuff around that that I'm not so fond of, and you know, that's part of the reason I'm moving on. So look, it's going to be, there'll be some emotions. I mean, it's not going to be easy in many respects, but you know, whatever Thursday turns into, I'm glad that my family's going to be able to share in that, as they've been able to share in this entire ride. And you know, one of the coolest things about this job for me has been my family being able to share in whatever residuals there are, you know. So it's been really cool. It's been a lot of fun. And you know, this week is going to be obviously very different, but that's all right. I'm looking forward to it.
I do kind of wish we could talk to you after you get reunited with Dale Talon, but it is kind of cool to get you before it as well. I mean, what are you anticipating right now?
Fun. I mean, that's what I look for in everything I do in life, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I think, and by the way, I'm not sure I've ever gotten more reaction. I've gotten more texts from people that are so excited to tune into this broadcast. And, you know, hopefully we live up to that. But, you know, we will. Dale's a great analyst, and he's a fun guy. And we go back a long way, and I've watched his kids grow up with him, and I'm a very, very close friend of his, and will always be that. So, this game that you're talking about, that he's working, obviously means nothing to the Blackhawks, you know, in reality. So, I'm not sure how much hockey we're going to talk, but you know, we'll go have some fun and hope it works.
You know, you mentioned that all the response you got once the news was breaking that Dale Talon was going to join you. I mean, everybody loves you and Eddie. Everyone loved you and Troy. But what is it about you and Dale that you think maybe was just everyone was a little bit more fond of?
Well, we had, I mean, we're together a long time. I don't even know what the number was, 15 or 16 years. And I do think that there are so many similarities with the way he approached broadcasting and the way that Eddie does, which is, look, we're there to inform the fans and call what's in front of us and you know, describe the action and so forth. But he looks and always did look at the game like a scout would. I mean, he could point out little things that make big differences. And for me, that's a huge add to any, you know, sort of broadcast. I mean, we're trying to, you know, inform people and maybe educate. But the most important thing is, we know we work in the toy department, man. You know, this is not, in the big picture, that important. So let's have fun with it. You know, we are in the entertainment business. He's a really a funny guy and loves to laugh just like I do. So I think that sort of chemistry, people look back on it fondly, and I do too.
I heard you talking about when you worked with Troy Murray, how frustrated he got with himself when he would make a mistake and you had to be the one kind of coaxing him down. Was that an interesting position to be in? Because I feel like, you know, you work with someone who played the game, normally it's them giving you all the tips, but you know, you were kind of the setter, the calm setter in that instance.
Well, I mean, look at Troy approached broadcasting the way he approached playing the game. I mean, he wanted to be excellent at both things, and look at it's not easy to go off the ice and put a headset on, you know. So he never made any huge mistakes or anything like that, but the perfectionism that he was seeking would, you know, would eat at him, you know. And I'm just like, I always would have to hose him down once in a while. Like, listen, kid, you're going to get this. Don't worry about it. You're doing great now. You're going to get better. You know, it's all good. And obviously, he's evolved into one of the great analysts in the city, so, and in the sport, really. So I'm so glad that our WGN fans get to hear him as often as they have this year, especially more so in the second half. It's just been awesome. I've been able to listen a couple times, too. And you know this as well as anybody. Anytime I see him, it's an uplifting thing, and I can't wait to hug him next time I see him.
When did you know that Eddie Olczyk was something special?
Oh, before I worked with him. I mean, I've known him since he was 18 years old. I was doing the games when the Hawks drafted him third overall. And so, you know, I knew him as a player. And, you know, we've been friends for all those years. So before I ever sat next to him, I knew that he was a great broadcaster. I had heard him before doing some Penguins games and working with a great Bob Miller, the old L.A. Kings broadcaster, you know, doing some national games. Look, he's got those same sensibilities that Dale did, which is inform, but also have fun. So it was the chemistry was instant and remained so. And one word I haven't mentioned yet with all the guys that I worked with, which is really important, and John and Troy would tell you the same thing: trust. You got to know that the guy you're with is trustworthy. It is in your corner. Wants you to do well too. This is a team. I mean, the broadcast is a team to make it sound the right way. So if you have egos getting involved or somebody's got an agenda, I just know a lot of broadcasting stories where those things have come into play and it never works. These have all worked, and I feel lucky that it has. Not surprised, but lucky.
Trust. Toy department, having fun. Is there anything that maybe of your philosophy was changed or maybe even just tweaked throughout your entire career here?
No, not really. I mean, I always tried to call the games like I was sitting next to the guy that's listening. You know, I mean, I hope I sound like I'm on the next stool with next to him. Or on the couch with those people or whatever. So that's been my goal, I mean, right from the start. I don't think that's ever wavered.
Did you ever find yourself, at what point did you find yourself being more comfortable being yourself? Or did you feel like right away, right when you first threw the headset on, you were yourself on the air?
I think so right away. I mean, although the first 4 years I broadcast here, I was doing radio by myself. Yeah. So that could be challenging, you know, when a pane of glass broke and you got to fill about 15 minutes or something. But it was so great to be able to, like, when Dale and I got put together after me working by myself on radio for 4 straight years, it was a huge blessing to be able to have somebody to bounce stuff off. and then just have a second voice. I don't care who you are or how good you are. One voice for 3 hours trying to call a hockey game, you know, it might wear on people after a while. So I'm glad I wound up with a partner. And but my approach, look it, I really felt that I was ready for the job when I got it. I felt so lucky to be able to call my hometown team. I mean, I'm broadcasting games as a 26-year-old watching Tony Esposito play goal. I grew up idolizing that guy. So it just took a little probably boost of confidence to understand what my job evolved into. But it's pretty much been close to the same, I think, all the way through.
Well, great timing as always with the sound effects. But now, Pat, thank you very much for doing this. I know it's been an emotional roller coaster the past couple of months. I know you've been doing a lot of these, but we really appreciate you taking the time for us. And congratulations. Speaking from a fan that grew up listening to you, loving you, it's going to be very strange to see you go, but I really, really appreciate this.
Hey, listen, it's easy to do. Nice being with you, and appreciate the kind words, and keep doing the great job you're doing on GN. It's all good, man.
That's a great Pat Foley. We'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up, 720 WGN.